Steve, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this
morning? A little bit chilly, but not too bad to see the sun, huh?
Yes, that's an improvement over the weekend.
Hey, let's talk about something that Vince Dragonetti brought up to me, and he told me you were the guy for me to talk to, but you folks have been looking at the redistricting of the Ingham County Board. Tell us about why you decided to do that.
Well, of course, some of it is not a decision per se that was out of the blue. Every county in the state of Michigan has to go through this process every 10 years. You know, we do have to rebalance in accordance with population, so as do all the other 83 counties in having this process. What state law then says for each of the counties is an apportionment committee is made up, which is the county clerk, the county treasurer, and the county prosecutor, and the chair of each of the two political parties, the Republican county chair and the Democratic county chair. So it's a five-person committee that has this responsibility. The other key factor to remember is that any county can make a decision on is state law then says counties within certain population ranges may have boards of commissioner that go from X to Y number of seats. So the fact that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners has been at 16 seats for the past 10 years does not dictate that 16 seats becomes the number next year. So we all know for redistricting that when the state house gets redistricted, it will still be 110 seats. When the state senate's redistricted, it will still be 38. But for any given county, it can be within the range allowable for a county of that population size. So, again, just to go back in history a little bit, in the 1970s, the Board of Commissioners in Ingham County was 21 seats. In the 1980s, it was 20 seats. In the 1990s, it was 13 seats. In the 2000s, it has now been 16 seats. Before the population numbers were ever released, the apportionment committee decided to go ahead and shrink the number of seats to 14. And so that's, you know, given some limitations in what they can do going forward because they made that predetermined decision without knowing what the numbers are.
So as we look at the redistricting, I know we're going to lose a seat. And
the Board of Commissioners will be losing two seats.
Two seats. And there were three tentative plans that you were looking at?
Well, there were two proposals which had come from the Democratic majority initially. The Republicans have now submitted a response proposal to one of those. And a third proposal has come from Mr. Dunnings, the county prosecutor. So there were four on the table, as a matter of fact, as of the meeting of this committee a week ago, and during that process, they did throw out one of the four. They did throw out one of the two original Democratic proposals. You know, the rules under state law say, obviously, that commission districts, that all legislative seats, all the way from Congress on down, have to be reasonably close in population. That is, they want to be as nearly as close in population as practical, and the tolerance allowed at the county commissioner level is plus or minus 11%. So Ingham County actually grew about 0.5% in population over the past decade. As I think we all understand, there was some population loss in the city of Lansing, and about 5,000 people on the Ingham County side of the city of Lansing. And what growth there has been, therefore, became suburban and rural. So it recognizes that almost certainly the redistricting would have to take into account that shift in terms of suburban and rural population, whether you stay at 16 seats, whether you go at 14 seats, whether you pick some other magic number.
So who's going to lose their seats?
Well, the decision about losing seats was not injurious to anybody per se, because Commissioner Andy Shore has made it very clear he's running for the legislature, and Commissioner Mark Grebner has committed to retirement at the end of this term. So the 14 concept, to took those two decisions into mind. Obviously, either one of those is reversible, but for the time being, that was what was committed. So the Democratic majority of 4-1 on the apportionment committee said, we recognize Democrat Andy Shore, intends to do something different. We understand Democratic Commissioner Mark Grebner intends to do something different. So the 14 was not predetermined to go in and be injurious to anybody.
So when are you going to decide upon the new redistricting?
Well, again, under state law, it has to be done 90 days from the release of the census data at the county level. The legislature, I think, has until the fall to do theirs, but the county ones are supposed to get wrapped up fairly soon. The census data was released. I should have looked this one up over the weekend to do this correctly, but it was on a Tuesday, and it was either like the fourth Tuesday in March or the second Tuesday in April. But anyway, so it's a 90-day clock from that point by which the apportionment committee should arrive at their decision. They're also supposed to take into account, state law says commission districts should be compact as much as possible, should not unnecessarily go over split jurisdictional lines any more than possible. That has something to do with the merits of why one of the plans got thrown out, because it unnecessarily split Meridian Township, it unnecessarily split Delhi Township. We still think there are some flaws in the plan one of what was originally submitted in the Dunnings proposal for some of the same reasons, unnecessarily jumping jurisdictional lines to put this group of folks with that group of folks where they may not have much in common with each other, or to get districts that become long and skinny or jagged in nature, where state law says districts ought to be confined and square as much as possible. There is one irony to this process that the Republican proposal has taken into account, and that is that if you go back, and this one you almost need a pencil to jot the numbers down because I'll rattle them pretty quick, but if you go back 10 years ago and look at the four rural seats, and these are not necessarily Republican seats. They've been represented by Democrats and Republicans in the Mason District in particular in the past, but the population balance is almost perfect if you don't change the lines an inch in the four rural seats. So, for instance, the current District 16 would be the smallest of the four at 19,187. My district, which is District 14 currently, is 19,222 under the new census. The Williamston to Stockbridge district, which is district number 12, if I remember the right, 13, I'm sorry. That district is 19,222. I'm sorry, mine is 19,229, and the remainder of Delhi and Aurelius Township district is 19,271. So in the four rural districts, you have a difference of 84 people from the smallest to the largest under the new numbers.
All right.
And our contention is, that's pretty definable. The same is true with Meridian Township, where Meridian Township's population is 39,688. If you divide that by 2, 39,688 divided by 2, is it within 1% of a perfect two districts? Because a district, if you take the county population and divide by 14, a perfect district would be 20,063. So Meridian is already a perfect two seats. The four rural seats are already in perfect balance. Our proposal says, that those should be the parameters that you begin with because you avoid jurisdictional splits unnecessarily and so forth. And you can come up with then nice, compact, square urban districts. And the other thing the apportionment committee wants to do is to make certain that you didn't go into the election with incumbents running against other incumbents. And that's a human nature thing. That's obviously not a state law thing.
All right. The final question I have for you, when does the committee meet again?
Meets again next Monday, the 23rd, at noon at the Veterans Courthouse in what's called the Board of Commissioners Conference Room. And it's a public meeting. And I would encourage the public to go and watch. One of the things the public most gets frustrated by on apportionments, be they at the congressional level or the legislative level or the county commissioner level, is how did you arrive at this map? And I think if the county is, you know, if the public is there next Monday at noon, I think it will give us the best opportunity for the process that's most consistent with state law. And I think that's what we should be aiming for, is, you know, is to arrive at something consistent with state law and not that's intended to somehow kind of tilt, you know, one way or the other to try to, you know, create unreasonable gain inconsistent with what the county's population is.
Will you decide then? Will the new one be voted on?
It's my understanding the apportionment committee intends to make a decision then, but they're still within the 90-day clock so that they wouldn't be obligated to then. I mean, every county wants to go ahead and get this part of the process wrapped up. But the question is, do we have to decide Monday, or if there are reasons that evaluation should continue, would it be better off to go one more round to make certain that we're, you know, coming up with the best solution for all citizens, so that you don't have a black neighborhood that gets split off into becoming part of a white district, or a Hispanic neighborhood that gets split off into becoming a part of a white district, or you don't have a little pocket of urban folks that winds up getting buried into a rural district, or the other way around.
All right. Well, you've made it very clear and concise. I got a feeling we'll be talking with you again once the new redistricting has been released and you've decided on that. Steve, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Certainly, Tony.